All glories to the assembled devotees.
All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhujale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvasesa Sundarani Paskacharya Shachari Mandeham Sri Guru Sri Tapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam, Sagrajatam, Sagana, Raghunatham, Vitam, Samasajivam, Sadvaitam, Sadvaduktam, Parichana, Sanika, Krishna, Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha, Krishna, Padam, Sagana, Lavita, Sri Vishakam, Vitamsha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, The Activities of the Prachetas, Text 21. Maitreya Uvacha. Evam Bhruvanam Purushartha Bhajanam. Janardhanam Pranjalaya Prachetasa. Darshana dvasta tamorajo mala gira grinam gad gadaya suritamam.
Going to have a translator? Do you all understand English? Everyone knows English? No need for translation? If I speak too fast, please tell me. Or if there's some word you don't understand. I'm originally from New York City, where people talk very fast. So my natural habit is to speak fast. If I speak too fast, please tell me. Just speak slower, and if there's some word you don't understand, please ask and I will explain, okay? Is that agreed? Everybody agree? Maitreya Uvacha.
Maitreya Uvacha.
Maitreya said.
Maitreya said.
Evam.
Thus.
Bhuvanam.
Speaking.
Purusha Artha. Of the ultimate goal of life. Bhajanam. The bestower. Jana Ardhanam. Who takes away all the disadvantages of the devotee. Pranjalayaha, with folded hands. Pratetasaha, the Pratetha brothers. Tat, him. Darshana, by seeing. Dvasta, dissipated. Tamaha, of darkness. Rajaha, of passion. Malaha, whose contamination. Gira, with a voice. Agrinam, offered prayers. Gadgadaya, faltering. Surittamam, unto the greatest of all friends. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Maitreya said, after the personality of Godhead spoke thus, the Prachetas began to offer him prayers. The Lord is the bestower of all success in life and is a supreme benefactor. He is also the supreme friend who takes away all miserable conditions experienced by a devotee. In a faltering voice due to ecstasy, the Prachetas began to offer prayers. They were purified by the presence of the Lord who is before them face to face. Wouldn't that be nice to see Krishna face to face?
Yeah.
You like that? And then all the dirtiness, all the malaha, tamo rajo mala, everything, all of the dirty things taken away. Like a friend, says Prabhupada says here. It's a supreme benefactor, the supreme friend who takes away all miserable conditions. Just like if you're sick, you're good friends. They want to come and get you healthy. If you have some financial difficulty, your good friends will want to give you some money. If you need a place to stay, you have no home, your good friends will give you a home. So a good friend, they want to take away all your miserable conditions. So the Prachetas, they saw their best friend. A purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord is herein described as Purushartha Bhajanam, the bestower of the ultimate goal of life. Whatever success we want in life can be attained by the mercy of the Lord. The Prabhupada is saying here, whatever success, everything is attained by the mercy of the Lord. Since the Prachetas had already attained the Lord's mercy, they were no longer subject to the contamination of the material modes. The material modes dissipated from them, just as the darkness of night immediately dissipates when the sun rises. This is a very common analogy. Where there's the sun, there's no darkness. When Krishna comes, there's no darkness. Because the Lord appeared before them, naturally all the contaminations of the material qualities of Rajas and Tamas completely disappeared. Similarly, when an unalloyed, because then, now Prabhupada's going on here, because we may think, well, how will this happen to me? I'm not seeing Krishna. So Prabhupada's here giving an explanation how we can have the same result. Similarly, when an unalloyed devotee chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he is also purified of all material contamination because the name of the Lord and the Lord are identical. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17, Shrinvitam Swakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtanaha Vidyantasto Bhadrani Vidyunoti Surit Satam. Again, we have this word, Surit. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. The holy name of the Lord is the Lord himself. If one chants and hears, he becomes purified. Gradually, all material contamination disappears. The prachetas were already purified due to the Lord's presence before them, and they could therefore offer the proper prayers with folded hands. So here you can, the prophet's using the word therefore. Because they were already purified by seeing the Lord, therefore, they could offer proper prayers. In other words, as soon as devotees are engaged in devotional service, they become transcendental to all material contamination immediately, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Sagunan Samatichyaitam Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. What is the rest of that verse? Prabhupada just quotes one line. What is the rest of that verse? Who knows the rest of that verse? Jaitam Brahma Bhuyaya. And Krishna speaks this verse in response to what question by Arjuna? What question does Arjuna ask? 14th chapter, Modes of Material Nature. It's a very important part of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says at the beginning of this chapter, this is the most important knowledge is in this 14th chapter. But without looking on the Veda base. What our question does Arjuna ask? Arjuna asks a very similar question in the second chapter. And this question that Arjuna asks in the second chapter and in the 14th chapter, it's very significant because we have to know the goal. They say, if you don't know where you're going, you probably won't get there. Understand? If you don't know where you are going, you probably will not get there. So Arjuna is asking in the second chapter, in the 14th chapter, what are the symptoms of somebody who's transcendental? We're all trying to become transcendental to the modes, right? Correct? So you want to know what are the symptoms? How will I know? Like we came here to Chennai, we took a train from Srirangam to Chennai yesterday. So on the ticket, it does not have the arrival time, only the departure time. And in the train, there's no map of the train stations inside the car. And there's no announcements. The only announcements are coffee, 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 wonder cake, cold water. They never announce the station. And the windows have a shade on them. So you cannot see the station through the window. You cannot see the name of the station. So you do not know if you've arrived at your destination or not. You have to ask someone else who's been on the train before, and you have to say, where am I? I don't know where I'm going. I've never in my life been on a train like this, where they don't tell you where you're going. So when we're trying to become pure devotees of Krishna, we have to know where we're going. Otherwise, you get off at the wrong stop. You'll think something else is pure devotional service. So Arjuna is asking, what are the symptoms? How can I tell that now I've achieved transcendence to the mode? So Krishna explains this in the second chapter, again in the 14th chapter. And Arjuna also asks, what is the process? What are the symptoms that you are transcendental to the modes, and what is the process? So this verse is given in answer to Arjuna's question, what is the process? Mamchayovya vicharina bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatichyaitam, which is what Prabhupada's quoting here. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So, and Prabhupada does not give the translation here. What is the translation of this verse? Who knows the translation? Because Prabhupada's just quoting these lines. He's not quoting the whole verse, and he's not quoting the translation. Anybody know? Without looking it up?
Krishna
One who engages in pure devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. So why is Prabhupada quoting this particular verse here? Sagunan samatityartham. Why is Prabhupada quoting this particular verse in relationship to this sloka? They've come to that level, and what specifically here do you see in this sloka? Yes, dvastvatamorajomala. So they're above the modes of nature. So Prabhupada's quoting this verse, showing that by bhakti, one comes above the modes of nature. Okay, now Srila Prabhupada comes to a different point in the end of this purport. Sometimes the devotees are dissatisfied due to their not seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally. Do you sometimes feel dissatisfied that you're not seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally? When the Prachetas saw the Supreme Lord personally present, their unhappiness vanished. So, of course, when you love somebody, you naturally want to see them. So the devotees, they're always eager to see Krishna. Maitreya uvacha evam bhuvam purushartha bhajanam janardhanam pranjalaya prachetasa tad darshana dvasta tamo rajo mala giradrinam gadgadaya surittamam. The great sage Maitreya said, after the personality of God had spoke thus, the prachetas began to offer him prayers. The Lord is the bestower of all success in life and is a supreme benefactor. He is also the supreme friend who takes away all miserable conditions experienced by a devotee. In a faltering voice due to ecstasy, the prachetas began to offer prayers. They were purified by the presence of the Lord who was before them face to face. So this class ends at what time? 9?
No, 8:30.
8:30, okay. So it's very nice that here the Lord gives us all success in life. Takes away all the difficulties, all the miserable conditions. And one of the names of Nisimhadev, Bhakti Vignan Vinash, Sarva Vignan Vinash, takes away all of the difficulties, all of the obstacles. Our obstacles are Tamo Raja, those are our obstacles. And gives us all success. So everybody wants to be a success, right? Does everybody here want to be a success? We all want to be a success. Anybody want to be a failure? So if you want to be a failure, you don't need to listen to this sloka. This is how to be a success. So what do we mean by success? Attaining success, taking away obstacles. So every parent, they're telling to their child, I want you to be a success, correct? All of your parents said to you, be a success. I've never heard any parent said, I want you to be a failure. Maybe some crazy person. And the teachers and the government, they are all telling you, get rid of your obstacles and become a success. So what is success? You think, how do we know that someone is successful? So materially, we think someone is successful if they have, what, big house, beautiful house, many servants. We visited this home of one of our members in London. Devotees were having a program there. And I thought, oh, this gentleman, he has one flat, one apartment in this house. But the whole house was his house in the middle of London. All apartment house. So we think success is I have a big house, nice car, Jaguar, Mercedes, very high status job, good education. Right, big degree, very attractive spouse, very attractive husband or wife, very intelligent, attractive children who marry into good families, and I have some position in the community. We think that is success, correct? Right? They're telling that is success. But why do people want these things? If you think for a minute, why do people want big house, big car, money in the bank, good job, beautiful spouse? Because they're thinking that by these things, they will get Satchidananda. If you actually analyze, if you say, why do you want money? That's one measure of success. A person has a lot of money. But if you think, why do you want money? Why do you want money? So you can buy things that will give you some happiness, right? So you can have some security. So you can have a house that has a door with a lock on it. And you can have some savings in the bank. So you can hope that I will die before my money runs out. Everybody, they want to have more money than life. Everyone's hoping my money lasts longer than my life. Or at least ends at the same time. Right, so some sense of security that I'll be taken care of. I'll have food to eat. And everybody wants relationships, loving relationships. Prabhupada says we're social animals. We want to be part of a community. So people think if I have money, it will give me some status in the community, some position in the community. So all these things, really, we're not looking for money. We're looking for happiness. We're looking for security. We're looking for relationships. Or we're looking for knowledge. If you have money, you can get a good education. You can buy so many books. You can have a good internet connection. And learn so many things. So if you already have security and you already have happiness and you already have wonderful relationships and you already have knowledge, do you need money? No. So it's not the money. What we're really looking for is success. It's not the house. It's not the family. It's not the education. What we're really looking for is success, is full security. We're looking for an eternal life that cannot be harmed. Nobody can harm us. No mosquitoes, no thieves, no disease. We're looking for love. We're looking to understand, to know, and we're looking for happiness. So that is the real success. That is actually success. And the materialistic people, they're telling you the way you will achieve this success is by accumulating things in this world. Basically by accumulating upadis. This is my house, this is my car, this is my dhoti, this is, you know, my books, my friends, my position. I have this title in ISKCON. And we believe it. I'm sorry to say that even when we come to the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we may believe it. We may tell our children, most important thing is you must get a higher degree from a good school and you must get a good job. Most important. Yes, Krishna is also important. Of course Krishna is important. But most important is the material stuff. That means that is where our faith is. That means our faith is that we will achieve success through these. So Bhagavad Gita is telling us a different story. You can think of it like a map. Right, you want to go someplace. You have to have a good map, correct? Right? So the place we want to go is eternity, knowledge, bliss, loving relationships. That's what we want. That's our goal. And the materialists say you will get there by having money and a house and education and prestige and nice family. And Bhagavatam is saying you will get there by engaging in devotional service. The materialists say your obstacles are poverty, your obstacles are lack of education, your obstacles are you don't have a nice place to live, your obstacles you don't have the best clothes. Those are your obstacles. Bhagavatam says your obstacles are tama and raja. So whose map do we want to follow? Like if you want to see the places in Chennai, where will you buy a map? From what place will you trust that you get a good map? Who makes an accurate map?
You believe government.
Government, right. You want to trust the map, of the government. Why? Why do you trust the government map? Because they made the roads, right? So Krishna, he made the roads. So we should trust the government map. If just some person comes to you, I'm selling a map not made by the government. I've invented it. So who will buy this? So the modern propaganda, the people were making this propaganda that success means material position and material things, and obstacles means the lack of material things. They don't have the right map, and they know they don't have the right map. They know that. They know their science is imperfect. If you study the philosophy of research at the higher levels, MA, PhD, they'll tell you. They don't tell the general public. General public, they say, yes, yes, we know what we're doing. But privately, they say our science is flawed. Their definition of truth is something that hasn't yet been proved false. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I troubled you. They know that what they are teaching is not truth. One devotee just sent to me an article the other day, a science article, that they'll say this drug cures this disease, and then after doing some research they find it doesn't cure that disease. But still they keep selling the drug. So they know that what they are telling us is not the truth. And do we see that those who have all this high position, well, are they all perfectly happy? People who have good education, very famous, very beautiful, very wealthy, are they all very happy? Even 70%? So many of them take intoxication or commit suicide. Isn't it a fact? If those things were actually success, then we would expect 90% of the people who had them, they'd have real success. And we have experience in our own life, we're thinking, if I get this, I'll be happy. Like when I was 5 years old, I thought when I'm 7, I will be happy. When I'm 7, I thought when I'm 12, then I will be happy. When I was 12, I thought when I graduate from high school, then I will be happy. Right? Always future. When I get a good job, then I will be happy. Right? We have all done, we get the thing, you get your house, you get your good job, you marry the right person, you get your room you want in the Brahmachari ashram, and then you think that it didn't work. Maybe for 5 minutes or 1 week you think, yes, now I have exactly what I want. And then it doesn't satisfy the heart. So when it says here Krishna gives all success in life, it means he's giving the real success. He will give us what we actually want. Behind all of our material desires, really what we are looking for is Krishna. So Krishna will give us himself. And he is the real benefactor. Somebody making the advertisement on the television or the magazine, they're not our benefactor. When they're saying, buy this washing machine and you will get success in life. Buy this insurance policy, you will get success in life. And next to the automobile, there's this wealthy family, right? You see in the advertisements? You just buy this. They're not our benefactor. They're not our friend. They just want our money, that's all. They don't care about us. But Krishna is our real benefactor. So nice. Krishna's described here. Suritma. And Prabhupada's also quoting from Bhagavatam, first canto. Surit. Rid means heart. Su is very dear. Person who's most dear to your heart. Now you can think about someone who's very, very dear to you, who's they've never cheated you. If you have anyone like, even one person like this in your life. You know, if we have 2-3 people like this in our life, we're very fortunate. Some very close friend that is always your well-wisher, who wants to make you happy, who will never knowingly make you unhappy. And you multiply that by billions and billions and billions of times. Little idea how much Krishna loves us. That he only wants to give us real success. He's not making a false advertisement so that he can exploit us. Bhoktaram Yagatapasam. He's the enjoyer. We may think, oh, so he wants to enjoy me like the head of a company wants to enjoy the employee's labor. No. Suridam. He's our friend. Yes, he wants to enjoy our association, but like a friend wants to enjoy our association out of love. Our friends want to see us because they love us. Our friends want to spend time with us because they love us. And the devotees want to see the Lord. Devotees are also loving to see the Lord. So Krishna is so kind, even a little service. You just say his name. So who would do this? Who would give you himself just by saying their name? Upatram pushpam palam toyam yo me bhaktya prachati taraham bhakti paritam ashnami praitabana. Who would give you themselves for just a little water? If I came to Chennai and you just gave me water, no place to stay, no prasadam, you know, just water. But you give Krishna just water. Just say his name. Even you don't intend to say his name, like Ajamila. Ajamila was not a nice person. You would not invite him into your house. And just one time, he wasn't even speaking to Narayana. He was speaking to his son. Still in India, you're calling everything by names of Krishna, right? Even the Krishna liquor store, you see? So because he was just saying one time, yes, come on. You just say Sinarama. Huh? Yes, okay. So such a friend. Such a friend. So if we become convinced of this, that this is real success is getting rid of the dirty things in our heart. The real reason that I am miserable in this world is not because the world itself is miserable. We are thinking, oh, it's the place. There's something wrong with this place. If I could just move myself from this place to Golok Vrindavan, then I would be happy. No, the problem is not the place, my friends. The problem is in my heart. Prabhupada says in Krishna book, in the story of Vrikasura, that the non-devotee sees the world as an aggressive place. But for the devotee, everything is happy. Because for the devotee, they see the sunshine, it's Krishna. The wind is Krishna. The water is Krishna. The fragrance is Krishna. The sound is Krishna. Everything's Krishna. How can I be unhappy? And everything that is happening to me, it's Krishna. If it's good or bad from the material point of view, it's all Krishna. If your best friend does something to you, it's good. How can it be bad? I was visiting some friends in Sri Rangam, and when I opened the door, I got a big splinter in my finger, big piece of wood, very painful. So my friend pulled it out. So when she pulled it out, it hurt, and it was bleeding. But that was out of kindness to me. So she gave me some fruit salad prasadam, and she took out the wood. But both were kindness. So the devotee sees everything Krishna is doing is kindness. Krishna gives me some nice prasadam to eat, that's kindness. Krishna is doing surgery, that is kindness. Then one is in Golok Vrindavan even here. Really, there's no here or there. Like Sanatana Goswami writes in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that Gopu Kumar, he's with Krishna's pastimes in Golok Vrindavan, and he's Krishna's pastimes in Gokul Vrindavan, and he only notices the difference when he is traveling. But here or there, it's the same. It's the same. So our difficulty is not our external material thing. And our difficulty is not I am here or there. Difficulty is in my heart. Krishna's here. Krishna is Krishna, right? Krishna is in the holy name. As Prabhupada saying here, Krishna is in the holy name. Krishna is in the deity. Krishna is in the prasadam. It is Krishna. So why am I not feeling ecstasy like the prachetas? Because I'm covered by Raja and Tama. Just like if someone is sitting here, so you are all very awake, but sometimes people are sitting in the class sleeping. So they appear to be in the class, but they are not in the class. Correct? So in the same way, we are with Krishna already, we are sleeping. Actually, if we're not feeling ecstasy, we are sleeping. the covering, like when you're sleeping, you put on a blanket, a sheet, you cover. We're covered. So the real key to success is to remove this covering. Actually, we don't need to go anywhere. The real map, the real journey, is just to remove the covering. That's all. And then immediately success, because really success is already there. Already there. Ishwara Sarvabhutanam Hridesha Junatistati. Not only that Krishna's on the altar, and he's right here in my heart. He's already here. It's not that he has to travel from a distant place. He's very far and he's already here. Ishopanishad says, it's right here. I mean, some friend can sit next to me, he's sitting within me. So if I want to see Krishna, I have to be willing to remove the coverings. And how to do that? Prabhupada said simply by desiring. He says that in Krishna book. He says simply by desiring to do so. You can say, but I have a desire. I'm not seeing Krishna in my heart. I'm not experiencing Krishna in the holy name. Krishna Medita, have a desire. But that desire has to become so strong that there's no other desire. If a man goes to a woman, he says, yes, I want to marry you, but I also want to marry that lady, that lady, that lady. Maybe 50 years ago in India you could do that, but not anymore. Or if the lady comes to the man, yes, I love you, and I also love another 100 men. So who could do that? Only maybe Draupadi, the two others, Marisha. But generally, the man, he wants exclusive devotion. Isn't it? Right? Even you go to a university, you cannot say, I'm going to enroll in this university, and I'll also enroll in this one, this one, this one. No, you must have exclusive. Ananya. So when the heart is filled only with the desire for Krishna, when all of our understandings of success are, I want Krishna. Not, I want Krishna and. I want Krishna and a big car. I want Krishna and a big house. I want Krishna and some big position. I want Krishna and. So when it's just, I want Krishna, then, and that's what Prabhupada's quoting, Mam Jayo Bhavicharina Bhakti Yogi to say the thing. When your devotion doesn't stop. Oh, Krishna gave me the big car, now I don't need to have any more devotion because now I got my car finished. Or Krishna didn't give me the car, now no more devotion because he's useless. Like you go to a shop, you want to buy some rice. If you after you buy the rice, you leave the shop. Or if they don't have any rice, you leave the shop. But the devotee, whether there's rice or no rice, they stay. So when the desire is that big, then it's like the sun, and Rajatama is gone. And then all success. So how do we do that? Not artificially. Sometimes people think, if I just pretend that I'm a pure devotee, I mean, that's one policy. That was Putin's policy. Putin's policy was, I will pretend to be a pure devotee. So that may work. It worked for Putin. That's possible. But that's a little painful. So Putin's process of purification was a little painful. It wasn't pleasant. When Krishna was purifying her, she was saying, go away! Sometimes we say that when Krishna is purifying us. And then that means that we are trying to adopt Putin's method. But Kevalananda Kanda, the process is to be simply joyful. So that means one has to be fully honest. As Prabhupada says here, is the benefactor of the truthful devotee. Satam. Satam means one who's interested in sat, what's eternal and what's truthful. So truthful means I go to Krishna and I say, my dear Lord, I am such a fool. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed in the Shikshastika, I have no attraction. That's honest. The devotee goes honestly, Krishna, I'm such a fool. I want fame. I want a nice room. I want tasty food to eat. I want everybody to like me. Whatever we want. I want money. I'm such a fool. But I also, somehow or other, by hearing from Srila Prabhupada, by hearing from Sukadev Goswami, somehow or other, I've understood that I should attain you. So you please help me. And you clean all this dirt. Right? Vidyantasta Abhadrani. Please take all this dirt from my heart. And then Krishna will reciprocate. So that is our process. Our process is we chant the holy name, we serve the deity, we engage in the preaching mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the desire to become purified. With honesty. With honesty. Krishna, I'm a fool. Not, oh Krishna, I only want you. And you say, no, you don't only want me. Like sometimes the beggars, they see us, they know we're ISKCON people. And so they say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we can tell immediately that they are dishonest. So Krishna is at least as intelligent, and he knows if we're going, yes, Krishna, Krishna, and in the heart we're going, yeah. So honest. Honestly. Krishna, I want all these things. Please help me. Please remove this. Let me somehow attain the real success of my heart. Remove all my obstacles. So many people, they're afraid to be devotees of Krishna. Krishna's Hari. He'll take away all your obstacles. But we should be happy for that. We should be begging Krishna, please remove my obstacles. My obstacles is not the money in the bank. Sometimes Krishna takes away the money in the bank, but that's only for a very big fool. That's not Krishna's preferred method. That's only if someone is very stubborn. You don't have to worry. You do not see that most of the devotees, Krishna takes away their money in the bank. Sometimes. Sometimes he does major open heart surgery. But first he'll tell you, do this, do that. It's only for very hard cases. So please don't worry. But he'll take away all of the rubbish that's making us unhappy. And we should submit. Please purify. Then we'll see him face to face. Wouldn't that be nice? He's already here. And Prabhupada says he wants to see us. He wants to see us. He wants to talk to us. So the problem is only in us. But we have to want to get rid of this problem. So we should be asking that you please take away. Dvasta tama rajamaha. Take away all of these coverings so that I can see you. Like in the Ishapanishad, take away the covering so I can see you face to face. So we can examine for ourselves how do we define success? This is the first thing we should ask ourselves. How do I judge whether or not I'm successful? Where is my faith? Where am I putting my energy? Little energy for Krishna and big energy on the material side? And this is not only for the grihasthas, this can also be for the renunciates. They can be thinking, my success is if I have a big position and title in ISKCON, my success is if I have a bigger room, something like that. What am I striving for? What do I think is important? What map am I using? Am I using the government map or another map? Am I using Krishna's map for success? Or am I following in the modern society's idea of how to achieve success? You can be very influenced by the modern society. It's not so difficult. Most of us were raised in this modern society. It should be honest examined. And then what process am I taking? Am I being a truthful devotee? Am I willing to look in my heart and see what am I actually doing? And am I willing to submit myself to Krishna for purification without fear? That yes, I am convinced that this is the real success and I am willing to do anything to attain. Just like a materialist, they're willing to do anything to attain success in their way. Isn't it a fact? People are going to school. How many years they're going to school? From 5 until 25. 20 years they're going to school. Learning, we have to be honest, so many useless things. What are the Latin names for the root of the chrysanthemum plant they were teaching me in school? So many useless things. 20 years studying so hard for exams and then having the job. 2.5 hours traveling one way. I met this lady in Tirupati. 2.5 hours each way for work. 5 hours traveling for work. 5 hours traveling. So much tapasya. Because they're convinced, if I do this, I'll attain success. So am I willing to do that kind of tapasya? Am I willing to do at least as much tapasya as these as materialistic people do? What will they achieve? What will they achieve? Some sand. Like you have the beach, and the children, they make a house out of sand, right? And then... So this we should examine in our own heart. Bhagavatam is not just some ritual, but it's for looking in the heart. So thank you very much. Do we have time for questions or no? Yes. The devotee wants to please Krishna. And if Krishna's pleasure is he sends you away, then the devotee will accept. Like Ramchandra, he sent his brothers away. Said, you go and you conquer these other kingdoms. Prabhupada said he didn't want his brothers just to enjoy the palace. But of course the devotee wants to see Krishna. If you love somebody, of course you want to see them. Naturally. If you say, I don't care if I see this person or not, then what kind of love do you have for them? Oh, they very much want to see Krishna. They are happy. They are most important is to please Krishna. But yes, they want to see Krishna so much. If they can't see Krishna even when their eyes are blinking, then they are criticizing Lord Brahma. So who do you love that much? What woman is loving her husband or her child that much that her eyes are blinking and she's angry? I've never seen so much love. But naturally, if you love somebody, you want to see them. That's natural. If someone says, I am your friend, but they never want to see you, then you can understand. They're not much of a friend. But serving is more important than seeing. Serving is more important than seeing. Of course. We want Krishna to be happy. But Krishna's happy that we want to see him. Aren't you happy if somebody wants to see you? That makes you feel happy, right? If someone says, oh, I really want to see you, you're happy. Because that means they love you. If they say, I don't care if I see you or not. Like I was in Sri Rangam, I have some friends there. So if I had come to Sri Rangam and I had not contacted them, they would feel bad. They'd feel hurt. My friend has come and she didn't even call. She doesn't even email. She doesn't come. What kind of a friend? But serving is most... Devotee is willing to go anywhere, do anything to serve Krishna. Even if it means they never see Krishna. But see, that's their sacrifice. It's not just like, oh, I don't see Krishna. It's okay, I'm serving Krishna. It's like, I'm even willing to sacrifice seeing Krishna, which is the most... What I want the most... More than anything, I want to be with Krishna, to see Krishna, and never that for one zillionth of a second I don't see. I want this more than anything, but I will sacrifice this to make Krishna happy, like that. Yes. Krishna is here before us. Qualified means that you're his friend. He's our friend. Qualified means we are his friend. If somebody wants to cheat you, you don't let them in your house. As long as we want to cheat Krishna, then covers us. But the very desire to see Krishna will purify us. You know that story Prabhupada tells of the thief? You know that story? There was one thief. So he, by chance, he was walking past a Bhagavatam class, and the speaker was describing Krishna's beauty, and he described that Krishna's covered with so many jewels, Kastuba jewel, and Mother Yasoda's decorate him every day with jewels and gold. So he's thinking, this is a good target. And he asked people, where can I find Krishna? I go to Vrindavan. Prabhupada tells the story. So he went to Vrindavan, and he was so much, all he was thinking about is, I want to see Krishna, 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 I want to see Krishna. And Krishna came, he saw Krishna. And then when he saw Krishna, that his desire to steal the jewels was gone. Krishna said, what do you want? He said, I wanted to take your jewels. And Krishna says, no, Mother Yasoda will be very angry if I come home without my jewels. We had one devotee in ISKCON like this. He lives in Juhu. Do you know this story? He was telling on the 25th anniversary of the installation of the deities in Juhu. He was telling this story personally. And he was a thief. He was a street boy. No mother, no father. He lived on the street. He didn't even know his name. He said every time the police would capture him, he would create a new name. And he was in jail, and the devotees distributed back to Godheads in jail. And there was a picture on the back of Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was wearing a nice watch. So he looked at this picture, he thought, oh, I want this watch. When I get out of jail, he'd been to jail so many times, you know, when I get out of jail, then I'll find this man, I'll steal his watch. So he took the back to Godhead, and he went to the temple. It wasn't much of a temple, it was like a little hut. And for the Western devotees, the temple was very austere. You know, a little hut and rats and... But for this man, it was like a palace because he lived on the street. So it was, he was very happy there. And he said, where is this man? He said, oh, he's not here right now. But you can stay here and do some service. So he started doing service. The devotees gave him beads. He started chanting. Long story. Took him 2 years to give up his stealing habit. But anyway, finally, he heard Prabhupada was in a nearby town after a long time. And he begged the temple president for a train ticket. He went to see Srila Prabhupada. And when he went to see Srila Prabhupada, so Prabhupada said, so why have you come? He said, Prabhupada, I wanted to steal your watch. And Prabhupada took off his watch and he said, here. He said, no, I don't want it anymore. It was really wonderful how he got initiated. Should I tell you that story?
Yes.
How he got initiated? That's all I do. So he'd already been serving for several years. Prabhupada usually initiated people after 6 months. But Prabhupada was doing initiation there in Juhu, and this devotee was working in the kitchen. He was cleaning the pots. So, you know, when you're cleaning the pots, you get all black from the pot. So his clothes were all black. And he asked the head of the kitchen, he said, I want to go see what Prabhupada's doing in the temple room. He said, no, you have to stay here. He said, I want to see what Prabhupada's doing. No, you have service here. He said, please, just 10 minutes. Let me go see what Prabhupada's doing and I'll come back. So he comes in the temple room, it's all black. And Prabhupada sees him and he says, come sit down at the yajna. Come, sit down. So he comes and sits down. And then Prabhupada calls him up. And he says, so what are the four principles? And he doesn't even understand what Prabhupada's asking him. And then Prabhupada says, you know, no meat, fish or eggs, no chest. So yes, so he repeats them. Then Prabhupada says, what is your name? He said, I don't know my name. He said, the devotees here call me Haridas. Prabhupada said, okay, then your name is Haridas. He says, Prabhupada said, wait, where are your beads? He said, oh, Prabhupada, I left them in the kitchen. And Prabhupada took his own beads and gave them. So he's still doing very nice service. So just see, if you want to see Krishna, you want to see the pure devotee, even for some, like Putana, even for some bad reason, that desire to see, that will also purify you. People are wanting to see so many things. They want to see the Taj Mahal. They want to see, right? They are saving their money for 5 years, going through so much trouble, taking the plane, dealing with the taxis in Delhi, the Indian streets, just to see some piece of marble. So how anxious we should be to see Krishna. Is there any other question?
Sometimes, what he's saying to me, in the speech, they merely feel they're not following. But he goes on the people again. They feel guilty. I just repeat what the over says. And they find people are getting the people they are more fast than them.
Yes, that happens. That happens. Thank you very much. This is my first time in Chennai. Thank you for your good hospitality. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada.